Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Watwood. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shang moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shires moves to second. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Ogden covering, for the out. Shires moves to third. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr catches it and throws to first to double up Schultz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Berg reaches second base with a double. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Berg moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berg tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to first to double up McCain. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Rourke. Reynolds moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Dutch Hoffman now playing center field. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-0 in the game. Ogden strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr throws to second for one, and Sissel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McGowan moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGowan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Kerr steals third. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to second for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Shang, and Kress drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr catches it and throws to second with Sissel covering, to double up Kress. two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCain. Blue moves to second. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Blue scores. McGowan moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. McGowan scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke is hit by the pitch. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball four. O'Rourke moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields the ball and throws to McCain covering. Safe. O'Rourke moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogden hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Blue hits a fly ball towards center. Hoffman catches it and throws to Sissel, who relays to Kerr to double up Shang. O'Rourke tags and scores. It's 6-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Hal McCain. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Grady Adkins now pitching. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, McGowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGowan scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.